I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
They're about to be man and wife, but first they went to see Britney get jaxed for life. It's Watch What Happens Live with Stassi and Bo from Vanderpump Rules now. Everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. I'm reading Jax Taylor's rage tweets right now with two guests who've not only washed their hands, but have sanitized their entire bodies by dousing them in alcohol for years and years. Please welcome my guests from Vanderpump Rules, Stassi Schroeder and Bo Clark. Hey, guys. Great to see you both.
Great to see you too.
And happy since Stassi historically thinks the world revolves around her birthday, I thought I'd put someone at the bar who can tell us which planets actually do. It's world-renowned astrologist, best-selling author, and the founder of AstrologyZone.com, Susan Miller. Hi, Susan. Susan is going to read us in a little bit. Wow, I mean, Jax is rage-tweeting tonight. He said, I made a terrible mistake. I should have gone with my initial decision regarding Sandoval being back. He says that basically Sandoval is only nice in front of the cameras and not when the cameras are down and just on and on and on. Any thoughts?
All right. I mean, well, I know that this like feud, it goes deep.
Yes.
That's why, you know, when this season started, people were kind of confused. This
right.
It's been something that I know Jax feels like he never sees Sandoval mm-hmm. when we're not filming.
There you go.
That's
okay. Amid the excitement for Jax and Brittany's big day, we learned of one key component that was missing from Katie and Schwartz's, a marriage license. Watch this.
We never got our marriage license.
Y'all are not married.
It's a piece of paper. I didn't understand the importance of it.
You guys are not married.
That's not something I thought of. And then he just never followed through, and then I forgot about it.
Katie and Schwartz are single!
Really, Katie and Tom aren't married legally?
What are you talking about?
I know!
Are you f***ing kidding me? All that effort I put into writing those vows, I put more effort into them getting married than they did.
All right, go to WWHL.TV. It's time for our first poll of the night. Tell us, who will be legally married first, Katie and Schwartz or Stassi and Bo? Wow, this is a landslide, actually. Well, your wedding is still on, right?
It's still on.
I mean, okay.
We're still,
I know you're supposed to get married in Italy, but it's in October. It's going to be fine.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
All right, but our astrologist has some news for you about your wedding date. I don't want to spoil it yet. Despite his bride-to-be advising him not to get too drunk on the eve of their wedding, Jax went another way. Watch this.
Big day tomorrow.
So I'm going to go hang out with the boys for a little bit.
Do not drink anymore.
I'm really good.
Do not do anything stupid.
I don't even ever drink that much anymore.
I hope Jax isn't, like, still drinking and stuff. I get worried.
Jaxamillion!
Jax, you should probably stop drinking.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm pretty shit-faced.
Guys, this is it!
All right, Stassi, in honor of your upcoming nuptials, I have a speed round of questions for you about planning a wedding as a basic bride.
Okay.
Are you working on a basic bride book?
No, that is not what my second book is about.
Okay. Mm-mm. Maybe third book. How many bridesmaids is too many bridesmaids?
The amount that I have is too many, and I'm embarrassed by myself.
How many?
I have 9. It's
right.
Embarrassing.
How many did Brittany have?
I think 14 or something.
How do you feel about two-piece wedding dresses a la Sheena?
It can be done well.
Tackiest thing to put on a wedding registry.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know.
How do you feel about buffets at a wedding?
Listen, I'm here for it. You know what? You know, it gives people the option to, like, eat when they want to eat, you know?
Should wedding speeches have a time limit?
Yes.
That's okay. Good. I like your opinion. How many exes should be allowed on the invite list? Okay, well, you've got...
Only my exes.
I was going to ask if Bo's exes are allowed.
Absolutely not.
Have you met Bo's exes?
I refuse to.
I'm sure you do. All right. Thank you very much. Stassi and Bo are taking your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight, everyone gathered for Brittany and Jax's wedding at the Kentucky Castle, which Kristen felt was the perfect setting to become the ultimate damsel in distress. Watch.
Answer? For months, I have not had a real answer? Conversation with you.
You're up your own ass and your own bullshit.
You care, I know.
You're an obnoxious bitch, too, Kristen.
Because I know that I am conflicted, and you don't know where to stand with me.
You're being an obnoxious person right now.
I feel like you're like one of my friends, even before you and Stassi dated.
She's literally all I care about right now.
You. You're so self-involved.
Whoa.
You don't call Kristen. Me and ask me how the
Kristen,
hold on.
Kristen, I know, like, you've banged, like, my ex-boyfriend in the past, but, like, you're not number one in all my boyfriend's lives, okay?
It's starting to feel like I'm on this weird, deserted friendship, like, peninsula that's slowly turning into an island.
All right, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV to vote in our poll. Whose side are you on, Kristen or everyone else? I have two questions for you. Amy Fangirl said, because you were in a toxic relationship with your ex where you kept breaking up and getting back together, why aren't you more empathetic towards Kristen and Carter?
Because she had brought it to my front door and Katie's front door for 2 years. I never made any of my friends stay up every freaking night till 2 a.m. crying and then demand that they like him back and hang out with him the next day.
Reality TV Spam said, how is it you all can be friends with Kristen after she sleeps with your boyfriend, but this Carter stuff is what ends your friendship?
Like I said on this episode, it's like, okay, getting over her hooking up with Jax was one thing, but this just feels like it's just been a slow death.
And it looks like you guys are on everyone else's side. Second, when Dana made things exclusive with TomTom GM Max, it was good news to everyone whose name is not Sheena Shea. But here's what, rumblings about Max and another girl proved his commitment to Dana was as flimsy and cheap as a TomTom Pride t-shirt. Take a look.
You and Max are like still talking, or what's the deal with you guys?
We're like dating.
He was with a girl and they seem like friendly, and I think I like found the girl.
That's the TomTom Pride shirt. He didn't even give me a TomTom Pride shirt. Is there anything that you think you need to tell me?
No.
So you're not exclusively dating this girl?
I was seeing her, and then she moves to L.A.
Did you
her? No, we did not.
This feels really up. We're calling it. It's just done. Hold on. Let me bring your necklace.
This is Max's. He's cheating on me.
But at least every time I see him at TomTom hitting on every girl and her mom, he'll be wearing a poo necklace, and I just feel better about that.
Okay. I love the vocal fry.
there's a girl that
finally tonight we saw Beau out Sandoval, Tom Sandoval, by dressing up in full costume as a knight called Sir Lads.
Sir Ladles a lot.
But here's what. I'm hoping he kept his ladle to scoop out some hard opinions on the drama from Vander Past to Vander Present. It's time for Beau and Tell. I want your opinions on crap that happened before you ever came on the scene.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched anything that happened before I came on. So I'm going to give the best opinion that I know from the story.
Episode.
I watched the pilot and the wedding and some other things, and I know...
Okay,
things.
We understand.
Cool, so let's break us up right now. Yeah. Show them.
What are your thoughts on Stassi? So when Stassi found out Kristen banged Jax, she slapped Kristen. Thoughts on that?
Ouch.
Yeah. How did you feel about the tumultuous Kristen and James saga? So, I mean, Kristen and James, that was a very dysfunctional relationship.
Okay, well, looking at it now, maybe it's good that that is not happening anymore.
Yes. Do you know anything about Jax's iconic chunky knit sweater?
No, but you know what? I love an iconic chunky sweater, and I'm not hating on it.
Did Sandoval have good intentions in questioning Jax about the pastor, or did he cross the line?
Well, if he knew about it for so long, why did it take 6 months for him to tell him right before the wedding? It's like, you should have said something before. I don't know.
Do you think Sheena is jealous of or threatened by Dana and Charlie?
No. I just don't understand that.
It's so funny to watch it,
man. Reaction to the rage text James sent Raquel.
Oh, girl. That's some awfulness right there.
How do you feel about Katie and Schwartz, Tom and Ariana, and Jackson Brittany buying eerily similar houses?
If I wake up drunk in one house, I don't really know where I'm going to end up in the other house. So
there you go. Thank you very much, Beau. By the way, how are your family members in Italy? How is everybody doing?
They're in the red zone.
They're quarantined.
They started in Lombardia was like the first place, and then that is. But they can't leave. They don't understand the laws. They don't really know what's going on. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. Susan, you actually took a look at Stassi and Beau's astrological charts. What can you tell them?
Well, they're heavenly together.
Wow.
Beau's Pisces and Stassi's a Cancer. That's made in heaven. They finish each other's sentences. Two water signs. They dive to the depths of the sea of love.
Oh. But what were you telling me about the wedding date?
Oh, crap.
Well, have we made the invitations yet?
Yes, they have.
I have a workaround. The day you chose, and I have the chart right here.
Yes.
A wedding is, the first thing an astrologer looks for is a good Mercury. A Mercury is the promise. And you have Uranus right across the sky.
I'm fine with that.
Throwing thunderbolts at it.
If we can handle Uranus throwing thunderbolts at us, then we can handle anything.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, but I have a workaround.
What is it?
If you want to secretly get married at City Hall on a perfect day that you never celebrate ever, you don't tell your parents.
I hope they're not
watching tonight. This happened to three of my friends. They picked the wrong, in different years.
Okay, this is a good idea.
And if the groom goes along with it, don't bring your best friend. She'll start talking. You get some tea.
What's the date?
She'll give you other dates. Okay.
But I can pick the perfect day. The day you get married, you set the die for the rest of your life together.
She doesn't like it in the middle of a week.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Sean from Michigan. Hey, Sean, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love your shows.
Thank you.
Stassi. Hi, Beau. I have a question for Stassi and Beau both.
Okay.
What, you guys seem to have such a great relationship. What is your biggest argument? Like, what do you argue about?
He is a social butterfly and likes to go out and stay out late, and I would prefer to be in bed.
Nothing has changed. Literally nothing has changed since the first time we met.
And it gets annoying. It gets very annoying.
Okay. Let's go to Tracy from Wisconsin. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, I'm totally fangirling right now. I haven't loved anybody since New Kids on the Block like this, so...
Aww.
You know, your names come out of my mouth every single day. I mean, even my man loves Sex and the City.
No, he
doesn't. Yes, he does.
Ah, there he is!
When you guys are in the area, we're totally coming to see you, and I cannot wait. I'm predicting double wedding. Anyway, my question is this. For planning a wedding, what has been, like, the coolest piece of advice that you've received? And then what has been, like, a total trash fire piece of advice?
Okay.
Napkins. Don't spend money on napkins.
Yes.
Yeah,
what the hell are napkins?
Yeah,
why are you
going to
spend $30 on
who
napkins?
Who cares?
Don't write your name on them. Who cares?
On next week's Vanderpump Rules, Kristen and Carter take steps towards a healthy and balanced relationship. Kidding. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Anyway, here's a sneak peek.
Text me yesterday that I'm selfish and unkind.
You were selfish and unkind at the time, yes.
You say those things to subconsciously manipulate me because you were sad and hurt.
I don't want to play this game anymore, and I don't like the way that you have been treating me lately.
Why do you want to be with me?
Because I love you.
It would have been so sad if Carter weren't here, but it's also making me sad that he is here.
Okay. Not totally surprised by that one. Lindsay R. wants to know if you all are signing a prenup.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. For both of you, Marissa A.R. wants to know, how did you feel about Randall posting your entire Save the Date, including your wedding website?
Don't
give me a
card! Come on, Randall!
On his Instagram.
Angry.
Why would you do that?
I don't think he was.
He's an established person.
I know.
He's got his head into other stuff. I know it wasn't, like, purpose.
I know he didn't do it on purpose, but
he's
had to go and change the password.
It's all right.
Whatever.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Bo, Lisa M. wants to know what you do for a living.
I work in commercial casting. That's where I bring in actors to do things like brushing your teeth and all the things that you see on televisions in between Watch What Happens Live.
Very good. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Chrissy. I'm from New York. Hey. And I was wondering, for Stassi, what's the current status of you and Kristen's friendship, and is she invited to the wedding?
God, I get asked this question every freaking day. We're friendly when we see each other. We've texted each other a few times. Mm. But I don't know whether we're at a place where she did not get a save the date.
Ooh.
I will say that.
Well,
but
she did because she saw Randall's Instagram. It's game time, everybody. Since most of the Vander crew are getting married with varying levels of success, Katie and Tom, I want to see if my guests can ID couples who've successfully traipsed down the aisle. It's time for wedding announcement or wedding announcement. I'll show you some couples with naughty names who may or may not have tied the knot. You guess which ones are real and which ones are fake AF. Okay, first couple, the McBurney Farts. Is that real or fake?
Real.
Fake.
It is fake. Okay. What about the Shaver Nicelys?
Real.
Fake.
It's real. What about the Long Hardicks? I'd like to spend a night with them.
Real.
Real.
It is fake. Okay, what about the Went Attaway? Went Attaway.
Go ahead. I'm gonna go fake.
Bo?
Real.
It is real. What about the Peter Stuckenschneiders?
Nein. Das ist nicht true.
Stassi?
Yes. Yeah,
it is real. What about the Darling Rough Goings? Are they coming over for dinner tonight?
I just want to say yes because I like it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
What about the McDonald Burgers?
I hope so. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's real. Last up, the Cockburn Lovings.
No.
No.
It is fake. Thanks for playing. You tied. Wendy from New Jersey. Hey, Wendy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Love you, Andy.
Love
you. I love Stassi and Beau.
Yay.
My question is, what couple from any other Bravo show would they want to go on a double date with?
Well, that's fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a fun question.
Oh, well, it would have been a Real Housewife of New York person.
Yeah.
But they're all
divorced.
All
single. Yeah.
Well, why don't we just go
out? I would have
with,
wanted
like,
to go out with Ramona and Mario.
Yes. Okay, I like it. Are you a big New York Housewives fan?
I'm.
And she made you.
So is he now.
Oh my God, I love
it. He went to the Countess's show alone when I was in Paris.
I did. With her old hairdresser up front.
I love it.
Just raining showers, yes.
That's amazing. That makes
She's
me
amazing.
So happy.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. It's a comedy, The Housewives
it's,
of New
it's
York.
Fantastic.
It's one of the funniest shows on television.
It's my favorite.
Yes. It's fantastic.
By the way, you guys are on a major tour right now. Yeah. Where can people find out dates? Because you're going all over the country.
We're going all over, straight up with Stassi Live. You can find tickets at stassischroeder.com/tour. So I might be coming to one of your towns, you guys. Yeah, yeah. We're traveling on a bus.
Whose mind is it wants to know if you've picked out your dress yet?
Oh, yeah, that was like the first thing that I did.
It is.
Yeah.
Melanie P. wants to know, what was your first impression of Stassi, Bo?
Not really my thing.
Wait, like my photo or when you saw?
No, your photo. What? Your photo.
You're talking about?
When the photo. That was my first impression. Yeah, not really. I've always said this. I looked at your photo and I was like, she's not really like blonde. Like she looks like every person. We have talked about this. This is not new news.
Yeah.
This is not new news. I'm like, and then I got to meet her.
My first impression was you were not into her.
And all,
she was not into me, too, like dolled up.
And I was like, she wouldn't be into me, so I'm not going to be into her. It was like all that in a split second. Wow.
That got awkward.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to a surprise guest who's traveled all the way to the clubhouse from a galaxy far, far away. Who is at the door? Oh my God, it's Chewbacca! This is your first time in the clubhouse. Is it everything that you thought it would be? Are you dying right now? Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is available on digital March 17th. No Jack Cole tonight. Don't drink and drive. Thank you, Chewbacca.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's hilarious. You can do it. You can slide. Just slide it. Bo's going to get a selfie with Chewbacca. That is so funny. Okay, well, Stassi is here. And behind the bar, we've got Susan Miller. Susan Miller, tell me what you found out about me. You have my birthday and you have my time. Did you get your selfie, Bo?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
First of all, you're fearless. You have Aries rising. Your job in life is to be a pioneer into new territories where angels fear to tread. Also, you have three planets in Gemini. And I said, damn, he can communicate. And I thought, he should be writing books. I must have been living under a rock until I went. What did you write, 8 books?
No, just 3.
Oh, really?
NBD, yeah.
They were good.
Thank
they
you.
Were all top-selling books, according to Amazon, and I'm going to order all of them.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Did you know in ancient times, the king always picked a Gemini to write the rules of the land on the clay tablets? Because if they had another sign, no one could understand the rules.
Oh, my God, I love
so,
it.
So, yeah, no, they were the ones. They were the scribe, and they still are. They're so talented. Also, they stay eternally young. They're associated with the myth of Pan, and they never get old. Ooh. They have this magic thing about them.
That's why you don't need Botox.
I know. That's why I haven't gotten it.
You don't.
Yeah. No, I won't. Thank you so much. Wow. That's great info. Let's go back to the phone. Stephanie from Virginia. I feel a little better about myself. I was feeling kind of crappy earlier. Hey, Stephanie.
Hello, I love all three of you. Man, now I feel good because I'm a Gemini.
Woohoo!
I know, you guys are amazing. So I just have a question for Bo and Stassi.
Okay.
If there's one attribute that you both have that neither one of you would want to live without with the other person, what would it be and why?
Like in the other person?
Like a physical attribute or mental attribute?
Any kind. Like, anything. What would you not want to...
I couldn't live without his sense of humor.
I was going to say sarcasm. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If we didn't have that, what would we have? Because apparently he didn't like my Instagram photo.
Yeah. Go to Taylor from Philadelphia. Hey, Taylor, what's your question?
All right. Hey, guys. Which song would each of you use to best describe your sex life?
Which song would you use to describe your sex life? Interesting.
I think I'm gonna pound this right now.
I don't know.
A song? Well, it used to be it's getting hot in here, but now it's like, I'm gonna text message you and maybe you can get freaky on me.
I am so lazy. I do get lazy and I'm like, hey, we should have sex tonight. So like, I understand that.
Let's go to Ashley from Ohio. Hey Ashley, what's your question?
Oh, hi, Andy. How's it going?
Good.
Well, congratulations, Bo and Stassi, on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you. It's cursed, apparently. The date is cursed.
It really impact your plans.
What's your question?
So, I'm also getting married in September, and I'm trying to come up with my signature cocktail. You guys have me addicted to Aperol spritzes.
Oh.
So are you guys going to be doing Aperol spritzes?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be reaching out to Tom and Ariana and, like, going off of their little cocktail book and figuring out something?
Oh, no. My signature cocktail is the Aperol spritz.
And you're going to be in Italy, which...
Which is, like, the home
it's like
of Aperol spritz.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will Tom and Ariana be invited to the wedding?
They are, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Allison from Virginia. Hey, Allison, what's your question?
Hey, I just saw you guys at your show in Richmond last Saturday.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Unless you hated it, then don't.
No, it was wonderful. I have to say I was a little distracted by the people watching. So what is the craziest thing you've seen at your show?
I can name a lot. A lot of vomiters. Someone had to get CPR. There were ambulances and fire trucks.
Fighting, but, gum and hair,
yeah,
security.
Yeah, but the craziest thing was the fact that a fire alarm went off and no one left.
Nobody.
Wow.
Like, nobody.
Did you?
What are they teaching in school?
No, we walked off stage, of course. Yeah. Like, this fire alarm.
What the heck, you guys?
McCullough Susan wants to know, Stassi, will Jax be faithful to Brittany?
This is such a lame question. Like, obviously, I think, of course, that he's going to be. But if I thought that he wasn't going to be, do you think I would actually say that out loud? Like, it's just a stupid question.
Okay, Miss Questioner, it was stupid. Look at all of your tattoos on your legs.
I know.
Do you want to show your dragon?
No, I don't want to. Started off as a snake. No, don't show them.
Oh.
You love them. They're all over.
Will you ever get a tattoo of Stassi's name a la Jax?
Oh, he got right. This one right here, back here, this rose thing is actually, she saw an ex-girlfriend tattoo that I covered up. And then, so that's kind of like an ode to her.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, but I'm not going to get my chest that says like Stassi.
I'm a blue
or
rose.
Princess, yeah.
Right. What can I say? Cover that X tattoo up with a blue rose.
I want to thank Stassi and Bo and Susan. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.